Tuesday, July the 30th, 2013. This is Chris Horsley here, and I'm going to do a series of podcasts on the recently released app by GW Micro called Socialize. Socialize is basically an accessible, screen reader friendly, simple to use interface to the Facebook service. So I will say now that if you don't have Facebook or you're not interested in Facebook, then please do not listen to the rest of this podcast or the entire series. But for those who do have Facebook or are interested in trying Facebook, then thank you for listening and I hope you enjoy. So like I said, Socialize is an accessible, screen reader friendly, simple interface to the Facebook service available from GW Micro. Now, while it is a free app to download, you have to actually subscribe to the service for an annual fee. It's $25 at the moment, but they're thinking of raising it to $50 in the near future. So if you wish to use Socialize, I recommend you buy this subscription as soon as possible, really, before it goes to $50. Now, I have seen a lot of bashing on the internet regarding this new product by GW Micro, and this seems to be commonplace when new adaptive products arrive on the market. Well, I appreciate where you're all coming from, and this is the general public, by the way, the general blindness community. I appreciate where you're coming from about, you know, why should we have to pay when Facebook is free and the mobile site is accessible enough. Well, the simple answer is, GW Micro needs revenue at the end of the day, and part of that revenue might involve paying Facebook to have access to the API or application programming interface for them to work with. You know, I don't know much else about that, but that would be my assumption as to why, you know, this is a paid subscription. But the way I see it is this: if it mattered to you, then go ahead and purchase it. If it doesn't matter to you and you're happy to use the mobile site, then by all means stick with it. We're not forcing you to subscribe to Socialize. We are just providing an option to access Facebook from a blindness perspective. And as for me, I'm just providing this podcast so you can get a feel for what Socialize will be like for those who are interested in it, or for those who are curious. So my advice is to stop bashing stop bashing around the internet, and keep your opinion to yourself, basically. I don't mean to sound harsh, but I must admit I did get sick and tired when I've been seeing all the bashing on Twitter and that. And yeah, your points are valid, but you know, we're still not forcing you to use Socialize. We're just providing an option to access Facebook, and like I said, if you're happy using the mobile site or the free services and apps that are out there, that's completely fine. But if Facebook really mattered to you and you want a consistent interface and you want it to be accessible with all screen readers, then may I recommend you grab an opportunity and subscribe. So anyway, that's that out of the way, and if you excuse me for a moment, we'll get started. I just wanted to get that out of the way first of all. Series 1 is going to be about downloading and purchasing the app. I will also talk about installing and activating the app. I won't demonstrate it for reasons that will make sense later on, and cover the basics of Socialize, like the user interface and the menu bar and how to update your status and how to chat maybe. We'll see. I'll also show you how the checkbook update feature works as well, as of, a little under 20 minutes ago, an update was posted to App Central, the place to get GW micro-based apps. This isn't the same as iOS or Android apps, by the way. I just thought I'd clear that up. This is apps that either run under Windows or are self-contained programmed to Windows, like Socialize and GW Connect. So, without further ado, I will now show you how you can download and purchase the subscription. So, first of all, we'll go to the App Central Socialize website. And by the way, I am doing this recording using Total Recorder. The speech will come through the mix, thanks to a free add-on called Digital Mixer, so don't worry about that. I'm using NVDA 2013.1.1. The speech synthesizer is Nuance Vocalizer 5.5 with the Daniel voice, since I think that'll be much more clearer for the majority of you compared to eSpeak. I could use Windows for this podcast, but that would defeat the purpose of Socialize being accessible to all screen readers, so I just want to prove that by using NVDA for this podcast and upcoming episodes. So, let's now, I'm using Windows 7 64-bit, by the way, Service Pack 1. So, let's now go to the Socialize website, and I will be using Firefox for this part of the demonstration, so without further ado, I will go to the run box with Windows R.
Run dialog, type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you. This task will be created with administrative privileges. Open.
That's because I personally like my user account control turned off, because me being an amateur IT professional, you know, I know what I'm doing and I'm pretty well protected with malware by 12. Anyway, that's beside the point. Let's now go to the Socialize website. So it's www. And I have got my typing echo set to words, by the way. No characters, so it should be www.gwmicro.
Gwmicro.
Make say gwmicro.com.
Com.
/apps.
Apps.
/socialize. And that's one word. SOCIALEYES.
Desktop list. Recycle bin not selected, 1 of 3. Mozilla Firefox busy. About. Blank busy. About. Blank. GW Micro App Central Socialize 1.0.0.153 by GW Micro. Link skip to make.
Okay, so I'm now on the Socialize webpage, and there'll be a download link somewhere on this page. So I'm going to use the Elements list with NVDA F7. For Windows users, that will be Insert tab and I think it's called Page Elements or something, but anyway, Elements list it will be.
Elements list dialog. Tree view. Skip to main content, 1 of 40, level 0.
And we simply want the link that says download.
Download now, 19 of 40, level 0.
And when I press D, the first thing it said is download now. So I'm going to activate this link with the enter key.
GW Micro App Central Internet Download Manager 6.17 dialog. List to list.
That's a shareware download manager I have installed on my system. It's just my preferred download manager. So that is how you download Socialize. So quite simple. You can also get it through the AppGet Windows app as well. Since that connects to the same servers, I guess. So anyway, that's how you download it. Now, without what is called an authorization file, Socialize will install fine, but when you start the program, you'll get an error in the effect of the authorization wasn't found or something like that. And to get the authorization file requires the annual subscription. So I will show you now how you can pay up for this subscription. So it's the same website, almost anyway, www.gwmicro.com. But then you type /catalog, that's CATALOG, /socialize, and I will take you there now by pressing Control L to open the location bar.
G down.
I want to quite focus there. Control L again.
Navigation toolbar. Selected www.gwmicro.com/blank.
www.gwmicro.com/catalog /socialize. And again, socialize is one word, SOCIALEYES.
Socialize. GW Micro App Central Socialize 100153 by GW Micro Document Busy. Link download now. GW Micro Catalog Socialize.
Oh, here we are. And I'm just going to navigate this page until I see information that sounds relevant.
Link.
So I'm just going to quickly down arrow through this page.
Blank. Heading level 3 graphic, you are here. Link. Text. Graph heading level 3 GW Micro Catalog Socialize. Link graphic format. The graphic Socialize 1 year subscription. Welcome to Socialize, an accessible and screen reader friendly, standalone Facebook client for Windows written by GW Micro. Socialize supports many of the $8,213.20.25.00.
Yeah, so basically it just shows a summary of what the Socialize 1 year subscription is, and there's then like a product code for that, and as you heard, it's $25.
Link graphic Socialize 1 year subscription, more info.
And you can click this link to find out more information about this subscription.
Link graphic Socialize 1 year subscription, add to cart.
That is the link you want to start your purchase. You add it to your cart and then you follow the instructions to pay out your subscription. After that, you will get a link on the page to download both the authorization file, which is unique to you. It'll have your serial number assigned to it, and it'll also provide the main program link, so you can download it right away. You will also receive 2 emails, one with instructions on how to install and activate the product, and the second is just an invoice from GW Micro themselves. You may also get, an order acknowledgement as well, with a link to download the authorization file and the serial number for reference. So now that's out the way, I'm going to close down Firefox with Control W, and I'm back in my recording program. Installing Socialize is quite easy. You basically download the Socialize program as previously discussed and demonstrated. You will get a file called setup.exe. Meaningful, I know, not. there you go. You then run this file, and it will first of all ask if you want to install and run, so you click the install and run button. Now, if you don't have one of the requirements, which is .NET framework, you will get the opportunity to install that as well. But for most of us, certainly those running Windows Vista later, you shouldn't have a problem there. You should be able to click install and run, and it will download the necessary components and install Socialize for you. If you have user account control turned on, you will of course get the user account control before any of that. Once Socialize is installed, it will run, but unless you have the authorization file installed, it will error out and you won't be able to run it until the authorization file is installed. So go ahead and install the authorization file, which will have a file name with something like socialize_auth.exe. I should think that's more meaningful than just setup.exe. And it will just install it. There's no user intervention at all. It'll be quite quick, so and that's normal, by the way. And it'll wait for you to install the authorization appropriate for your copy of Socialize. So the first thing you do when you start Socialize is activate the product, and that's very easy to do. You just follow the instructions on your screen and you will be told, if successful, that you now have 4 authorizations left, because you are allowed 5 per serial number, and there is the ability to return an authorization as well. So if you need to buy a new computer or reinstall Windows or whatever, you can just go ahead and deactivate from the Socialize help menu. More of that later. If, however, Socialize runs and you get nothing other than please wait in the status bar, you will then have to download a file called something like taticomsetup.exe, and you can get this from the GW Micro FTP service, which is at ftp://ftp.gwmicro.com/11, the actual file name, which is capicomsetup.exe. I don't know technically why this is required, but anyway, it is required that you run this file, and it will just run and then exit. There'll be no user interaction, so you'll think nothing has happened. But basically, after the file has run, then Socialize should then start working for you. But I will say, this is a problem not everybody has, so if yours works straight away, then excellent. And by the way, you can run this file at any time, providing it ran at least once. At least on my system, I only had to run it once, and Socialize worked straight away after that, because I've got that problem as well, where Socialize would just say please wait and doesn't proceed from there. So now that's out the way, the next thing I'm going to talk about is how you log into Socialize. So once Socialize is activated, you click the only button on the main interface called login button, and a web dialog will be displayed, and if you tap say a couple of times, you will get the form to enter your Facebook email or phone and your password. So enter those in, tap to the keep me logged in to Socialize checkbox, check that box, and then click the login button, and you will then get a few screens from Facebook itself asking you if you want to allow Socialize to do this, that, the other. Just click OK on each screen, and eventually you will be told that Socialize is logged in, and you will be in the main interface with the status list focused. So as you will now see, I cannot demonstrate all of this because I've done this already on my own machine, so I obviously don't want to mess anything up. So now that's out the way, I will now launch Socialize, which is one of the pin programs in my taskbar, since I use it on a daily basis where I can. So Windows T.
Running applications toolbar. Winamp button. Winamp.
That's the first pinned application in my case. Yours might be different. And I'm going to press S until I hear Socialize.
Socialize button. Socialize.
And press enter. The reason you're hearing that twice is because I have toolkits enabled in NVDA. You can also launch Socialize from the pre-installed start menu or desktop shortcuts. So if you don't have the ability to ping program to your taskbar, don't worry about that. That is specifically a Windows 7 or newer feature. And by the way, I will take the system requirements here, although they are listed on the apps page, I will tell you them anyway. You just need a modest system with Windows XP and later, and like anything else, the more RAM, a faster processor, the better. So it's really just a case of Socialize will work on every machine running Windows XP and later. Also, if you don't have a screen reader loaded or installed, then it will use your default SAPI or speech API voice. But since I have NVDA running, the NVDA voice will be used. And the same will be for Jaws, WindowEye, and I believe Dolphin users as well. So without further ado, let's launch Socialize and explore the user interface. Press enter, by the way.
Please wait. Wait cursor. Normal, Socialize logged in. Status, list, Socialize dialog. A new version of Socialize has been installed. Please restart Socialize to begin using the new version. OK button.
Now that is the update feature to Socialize. Every time you are running Socialize, it will do a background check for updates, and like then, if there is a new version, it will download and install it all in the background for you, and you will get that message. So I'm going to press space on the OK button.
Press Socialize logged in.
And I'm going to restart Socialize. Now in my case, I have the program minimized on close, but that is not the default. So in my case, I've got to go to File with Alt F.
New. N.
And X for exit.
Untitled total record stop button.
And now I'll have to relaunch Socialize.
Running applications toolbar. Winamp button. Socialize button. Socialize. Please wait. Wait cursor. Socialize logged in. Status. List. Now that's what I call music. Official. Post. What is your favorite track from now 85? Last update, 1945, 1 of 26. Normal cursor.
So Socialize is now open and logged in. And I am now in the status list, and you've just heard NVDA read the first post. Now, you will have, I would say, up to 28 posts at a time. I've got 26 at the moment. So this is just a list of all the status updates that has come to Facebook.
Malwarebytes anti-malware.
That's my Malwarebytes program just updated. So you basically just use your up and down arrow keys or first letter navigation to jump to a status. At the bottom of the list is
more 26 of 26.
In the more entry, and if you press enter on that,
please wait. Kayla Louise Hallsworth. Post. Carolyn Litchfield. Helen Hallam. Jack Driver Williams. Elizabeth Church in the pub with some of my faves. Happy Kayla. XX likes. 7. Last update. 1808. Via. Facebook for iPhone not selected. 25 of 51. Carlito El Mansa. Post.
I'm just going to shut that up with a control key. So basically, I've now got more statuses to view. So that is how you bring up more statuses. You select the more option and then press enter. Now, before I go any further, I'm going to go into the options dialog, which is access from the tools menu. So, Alt T for tools.
Options. O.
And as you just heard, O for options.
Options. General list. General.
Because there's a couple of checkboxes that I want to tell you about, and I would say strongly recommend you change these for optimum social life performance.
Runs minimize on close checkbox checked alt M.
So actually that I would say is personal preference, but I like that so I can just close the window and social life will be running in the notification area. But that's up to you on that one.
Warn me before include profile images requires restart checkbox not checked alt I.
Oh, excuse me, I wasn't expecting that. The checkbox you should uncheck is this one.
Include profile images requires restart checkbox focus not checked alt I.
Include profile images requires restart. Checking this will basically slow down your socialite experience because each time you view a status, the person's profile picture will be loaded, basically. So, those are the two options I recommend you change, but I would definitely change the include profile images. I would definitely uncheck that. And the minimize on close, that's up to you. You can leave that unchecked, which is the default, or you can just check it and then have socialize. Minimize when you close it. So I'll come out of it here with the escape key. When you've made your changes, just click the save button and it will save your changes and return you back to the socialize main interface. So, okay, the first thing you come to is the status list. So you just use up and down arrow keys like this.
Kayla Louise, now that's what I call music.
Oh, and to go to the top of the list is the home key, the bottom of the list is the M key. So I'm just going to go down a few just so you can see how this works.
CNN, post, breaking news. Children were injured this afternoon when at least one vehicle went into a daycare center in Kansas City, Missouri. Police said HTTP on CNN.com 13x5UV 8 likes, 262 comments, 88. Last update. 1936, 2 of 51.
So as you can see, I am following the CNN news page on Facebook, and they've just posted an update there. And as you've heard, it says that at least 200 liked it, and several comments have been posted as well, and we'll come to that momentarily. But I just want to show you the main status list first of all.
Idion Eddie Hark, post. Home we made it though barely, our bus was crowded hot. Didn't help when an issue came up, so looks like my advocacy research hats better be on head ASAP. Likes. 1. Last update. 1930. Via. Mobile 3 of 51.
And it also tells you when the update was posted and where appropriate the app that was used to post the update, like via mobile or via Facebook for iPhone. So that's basically how you navigate the status list. You just excuse me, navigate with your up and down arrow keys, and that's it really. If I tab
friends list, Aaron Samuel Lins.
I am now at my friends list now. This
chat connected.
Oh yeah. We'll come to that in a moment. My chat finally connected. I don't know whether Facebook chat is slow tonight, but anyway, doesn't matter. The friends list on the up can actually be used to start a chat or to view their wall. Now, again, you just press your up and down arrow keys.
Abdul Hai.
I'm just pressing down.
Adam Reese Flavel.
So, and to view somebody's wall, you can either press enter or press the application key, which we'll come to in a moment, because that also works in the status list as well. And to start a chat, you do that from the drop down menu access with the application key, which will also allow you to open the friend to view their wall, basically. Tap again.
Update status. Edit multi-line alt U. Blank.
Okay, this is a good time to post a status about what I'm doing. As it says, update status, edit multi-line. Your screen reader might just say edit. So I'm just going to say
T his. Caps lock off.
Oops, sorry,
again. This is a test.
Demonstrating. Socialize. Okay, so I've just typed my status in.
Privacy.
If I tap, I will get a privacy combo box.
Up privacy. Combo box all friends collapsed all P.
And there are three options. Everyone, which is the default. All friends, which I highly recommend if you want to be fairly private. You know, you only want your friends to see what you're doing and not the whole Facebook universe. Or just me. So that could be useful if you want to post some confidential information to yourself so that only you can see it, like say a mobile phone number or something, or your address, I don't know. Obviously I wouldn't encourage you to post things like that as a status, but that just the option is there possibly for that purpose. I don't use it myself really, but it's there anyway. The last privacy setting you use will be remembered for future status updates. So for the moment it's set to all friends, but just because this is a general update, I'm going to send this to everyone.
Everyone.
So up arrow to everyone.
Post button alt P.
I'm going to click the post button, or you can press alt P.
Pressed. Unavailable. Post added. Post complete. Status.
So you will be guided through, you know, what it's doing. And the post has now been uploaded to Facebook, so that is how you would update your status. But there's more to that, and I will cover that in my next series, which will be on advanced features. So back to the topic in hand. If I tab after the update status edit box.
Friend update status.
We're back on the status list. Now as you've seen, when you start typing text you will see that privacy combo box and the post button, but if there's no text there then obviously they won't appear and you will be taken back to the status list. So that's basically the user interface, but what I'll show you now is how you can interact with the status. So I'm going to go to the top status with the up with the home key.
Now that's what I call music.
Okay, and I'm going to show you what happens when you press the application key.
Drop down menu.
And it said drop down menu, and the application key, by the way, is the same as Shift F10. So if you don't have an application key on your keyboard, that shouldn't be a problem.
Open.
So this is just the standard context menu. So the first item is open. You can also press Enter or Control O to do the same action.
Like L.
Like, that can be also be accomplished with the Control or Power key. And to demonstrate, I'm going to like this status by pressing Enter on the Like option.
Post liked. Checked. Christoph.
Now, that drumbeat sound there will alert you that you've had some more updates coming. And your screen will notify you, by default, of new status updates. Anyway, I've just liked the post, so I'm going to go back into the drop-down menu with the application key.
Drop-down menu. Open. Like checked L.
And as you can see, that's now checked. So you will know if you have liked a post or not.
Top. Like. Like. Review status R.
I think that gap there, I guess that's like a separator. I don't know what that's for, but anyway.
Review. Like. Open. Like. Review status.
Sorry, I just had a problem where VGA wasn't reading. It does that sometimes. It doesn't always read the menu items automatically. So the best thing to do is to do a say line with the screen reader in that case. So
top. Review status.
So the next option is review status. And you can do this with Control D as well. And I will show you what happens when you activate this.
Now that's what I call music. Official said, now that's what I call music. Official said, edit multi-line read-only.
So basically, it is just the status as a read-only edit box.
What is your...
So you can review it, basically.
Close button.
And that's all there is if you tab, it's just a close button.
Social...
Okay, back into the menu I go.
Drop open. Like, review status R.
Next item is...
Review filter app.
Filter... We will talk about filters in the next episode. But basically, Socialize allows you to filter specific things like apps, keywords, and even games so they don't appear in your status list. So it kind of effectively hides the post from a certain user or a certain app or certain keywords you specify. So the first one is filter app.
Filter name.
Next is filter name and...
Filter keyword.
Filter keyword.
Open.
And we're back to open again.
Social.
Now to demonstrate that, I could have pressed enter to open the status. I'm going to do this like now.
Message from now that's what I call music. Official 1945. Comments. List. Flora Horrocks. Post. Lighters by Gabs. Created. 1946. 1 of 25.
Well, this will give me an opportunity to comment on my favourite track of now that's what I call music 85, which by the way is a UK compilation. I realise there's now albums in the States or other countries as well, but this is the official UK company I'm following. So anyway, focus depends on whether there's comments or not. If there's no comments, you will be taken to the status read-only edit box, which is the same thing as if you were reviewing the status. So but in my case, it says comment, I am taken to the comment list. And again, you just navigate with up and down arrow keys, and I'll tab through this window.
Like comment button, Alt I.
Yeah, I'll like this comment, so I'll press this button, or you can press Alt I.
Pressed. Comment liked. Comments. List.
See how your screen reader guides you through exactly what's happening, okay?
Like comment button.
And by the way, you will be taken back to the comments list. So, after the like comment button with the tab key.
Add comment button older.
This will be a good opportunity to add a comment here. So, you can either tab to this button or you can press Alt A.
Add comment. Add comment. Edit multi-line alter. Blank. Edit cursor.
Sorry, let's see what my favourite track will be. How about 22?
22. By
Taylor.
Taylor.
Swift.
Swift.
One of my favourite artists, I would say. So now I've typed that comment in. I'm going to tab to the...
Add button alter.
Add button, or you can press Alt A.
Pressed. Message from now that...
And it would have said, comment added, but, speech is interrupted and I'm taken back to the...
Christopher Hallsworth, post 22.
Now the nice thing is, you are actually taken to the first, effectively, the last comment posted, which, for some reason appears at the top. Yeah, that's fine, you know, I can see why they've done that, but basically... The comments will be in reverse order, effectively. So, the last comment you post or see will be at the top, and the first comment you will see will be at the bottom. So, tab from the add comment button.
Like add close button.
And we have a close button. So, that is basically how you manage a particular status.
Press socialize logged in.
And I'm now back in the status list.
Now that...
Yeah. I will say though that if you were in the friends list before doing some sort of action, then focus will remain at the friends list. And speaking of which, let's now try and view a friend wall and maybe send a message to them. So I'm now going to tap to the friends list.
Friends list. Adam.
Let's use one of my friends here, let's say
Gareth Uzi, Gary Price, presence, a fly.
Okay, that's fine. The guy thing with Facebook is, even if the friend is offline, everything you send as a chat will be sent as a message, so they can retrieve it later on. In other words, the next time they sign on to Facebook. So it's not like with a live messenger or anything like that where you both have to be online. That's not the case with Facebook. It kind of works like email, so if your friend is anything other than offline, it will be sent as a chat. But if they're offline, it will be sent as a message. So you don't need to worry about, is my friend online? It just works like email, so you won't, don't expect an immediate response. So anyway, I've now got that reply selected, so I'm going to press the application key first of all to show you the menu for friends list.
Drop down menu.
The first item is
open. O.
Which is O, or you can press enter.
Chat C.
Chat, that will allow you to send them either a chat or a message.
Open. O.
And that's all there is to it, so let's first of all send him a chat, him a message.
Chat C.
So press enter on chat.
Chat Gary Price. Message. Edit multi-line alt M. Blank.
And it's gonna say
yo. Capital M.
Whoops.
Let's M. S. Yo. Capital I. M. A. S. Showing.
Yo. I am showing
my
listeners
how to chat or send a message to a friend on Facebook. Yo, I am showing my listeners how to chat or send a message to a friend on Facebook.
So once you've typed your message, you can press enter or click the send button.
Me, yo, I am showing my listeners how to chat or send a message to a friend on Facebook.
And the screen reader will guide you in what's happening, so if somebody was typing a message, you will hear that even if the chat is minimized. So that is pretty cool, that. There's also a chat history, which I'll shift tab to.
History. Edit multi-line read-only.
And it works as a standard read-only edit box, so you can just use your up and down arrow keys and other text review commands to review this text.
Facebook. Me, yo, face blank, blank.
Me obviously means you sent the message, and when the person sends a message back, you will obviously see that person. After the
mess close button.
The message.
Message. Edit multi-line.
Edit multi-line.
Close button.
Or message edit, whatever. There's a close button, so let's do that right now.
Press socialize logged in. Friends. List. Gary.
So I'm now back in the friends list. So as you can see, the focus is remembered, so just be aware of that. Let's now open the friends by pressing enter.
Gary Price. Wall. List. Gary Price. Post. Gary Price and BSBP Sensory Center are now friends. Last update. 1847 1 of 26. Gary Price. Post. Gary Price and BSBP.
That Gary Price is friends with a, I think it's his sensory centre. That's excellent. So, what we're going to do now, we're going to try and post on his wall. Now, the version you hopefully will be using will allow you to use the web dialog for this, but in the past, we were faced with the challenge of we could write a post in a standard edit box. But the problem was, the text entered wasn't carried over to the Facebook web interface. So, I believe this is now changed in this update. So let's test this out, shall we?
Friends 90, 34 mutual, list.
Yeah, this particular friends list allows you to see, friends of friends, and it'll also tell you how many are mutual. In other words, me and Gary are friends with 34. Me and Gary basically have 34 of the same friends, if you see what I mean. Mutual. Anyway.
Edit multi-line read only. Selected username. Post button alt p. Edit birthday.
Okay, so the edit box here allows you to view his profile, but for security reasons, Socialite does not allow you to edit one profile, which is fair enough. You will have to use the Facebook website for this.
Post button alt p.
Anyway, let's now try and post to his wall.
Press web dialog. Pane. App start cursor. Pane. Normal cursor. Facebook. Heading level 2 Facebook. Log in to use your heading. Log in to use your Facebook account with links and email or edit Christopher 40.
Yeah. Where you use a web dialog for the first time in a Socialite session, you will have to re-enter your credentials. I guess this is just for security, that's all. By the way, I clicked the post button there, as you heard.
Password.
So, my email is filled in, so I'm just going to enter my...
Edit protect...
Password here. And obviously, you won't hear that. I mean, even if you did, it will just say circle or star.
Keep me logged into Socialize checkbox not checked.
I will check this box.
Checked. Socialize link social... Login button.
Tab to the login button.
Unavailable. Post story to Gary Price's head button sub.
And now I'm in, it says post story to Gary Price's wall. Now notice, any web dialogue, it will behave as a standard web page in Internet Explorer or Firefox. So
button sub, okay. Combo box.
I'm just daggering until I see a place to write something.
Button sub, link all, buttons, button, heading level 2 post story to Gary Price's wall. Heading level 3-2. Heading level 3 Gary Price. Graphic Christopher Hallsworth. Heading level 3 edit multi-line write something.
Press enter on the write something edit button.
Blank blank.
And I'm gonna put yo.
Yo. Capital I am
showing,
my
listeners,
how to
write
on a
Facebook.
Facebook.
Friend.
S.
A lot of mistake friend.
F, wall.
So let's read that back.
Yo, I am showing my listeners how to write on a Facebook friend's wall.
And I will now tab.
Socialize link socialize. Socialize link socialize.
And what the share button?
Share button.
And here we are, so press space on that. And you just got to wait a while. Shouldn't take that long. Just gotta wait a bit.
App start cursor. Post to your wall. Heading level 1 link Facebook. Button sub menu 0 out of combo box button link all link button but heading graphic Chris heading level 3 edit multi-line write something out of edit link social via link so button none of button cancel button collapsed friend link all date about link create link linked link web dialog link 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 linked face button button chat button 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 40 but
well I think it's done. I can't really
heading level 1 link Facebook.
I can't really tell at this moment. So.
Button sub menu 0 requests.
Let's close the web dialog.
Post complete. Christopher Hall.
Oh right, I see. So I have to close the web dialog with Alt F4 and it will say post complete. Oh, fair enough, yeah. It's alright, it's a new thing in this update, that's all. But yeah, in the past there was a few teething problems with that, so I'm glad to see that being fixed. And when you purchase your subscription, you will always be using the latest version of Socialize that's been published at App Central, so don't worry about that. You know, and as I've previously mentioned, every time you have Socialize running, it will check for updates in the background, and if one is found, it will download and install it for you, and you will be prompted to restart Socialize. So, no problems there regarding updating. So. That is basically how you manage your friends.
20. Gary Price. Chat button alt close button.
Okay, there's also a chat button and there's a close button which I'll click on here.
Press socialize logged in. Friends.
So again, I'm back in the friends list.
Chat.
Aha, I've just had a chat message.
So social chat Gary Pry
blank. So let's see what you said.
Blank. Menu can set create your help. Gary Price. Yo, got your message. Hey mate, when you get a free minute, can I have your help? I was told to leave the speak on podcast as it is, in MP3 format. So I've created a folder and put it in the public folder in Dropbox. How can I copy the link so I can send an email to Mac support with it in? I've tried right clicking, but Dropbox sub menu isn't listed. Yes, it's open. Thanks. Blank mess.
Okay, let's write him a message back.
Sure. Right. Click. As before. And then click. Copy. Public. Link. Or. Pre. L. Me. Sure. Right click as before. And then click copy public link. Or press L.
So, I just thought I would, demonstrate me and Gary chatting. I think that will do for now, so I'll close this chat.
Socialize log.
I know you said, well, you get a 3 minute, but that's alright. I just thought I'd demonstrate to you all how you can chat back and forth. So, don't worry if you don't understand any of that. That's something, you know, not related to the podcast. Right, the next thing I want to do is to show you the menu bar. So, we'll press the Alt key.
File Alt F.
So it says File Alt F, so open this with the down arrow or Enter key.
New, N.
I pressed Enter here. New will allow you to update, basically do a new post, and I'll show you how to do that in the next episode, because with that option, you can also share links, photos and videos. Next item is
Logout O.
Logout, that option, you know, could be useful, but, you know, I'm always logged in to Socialize, and I tell it to stay logged in, so. But that could be useful if you need to, for example, if there was a major Socialize update, you and Facebook needed, sorry, Socialize needed more permission from Facebook, you would have to log out, log back in, and then follow the instructions. So, here you will come and log out of your current Socialize session. Sorry, here you will come in and log out of your Facebook account from Socialize. Next menu item.
Exit X.
Exit, well that said it all, that will exit the program. So, that's the file menu.
Status list. Now that's what. File. State. File.
So, next menu item is.
View Alt V.
View. Enter here.
Find. F.
Find. I will show you that in the next episode. That will allow you to do a search on Facebook directly from Socialize, and it's very good. You'll like it.
Me. M.
Me. This has been a recent new feature, and I might show you this in the next episode, but basically you can manage kind of yourself here, if you know what I mean, like your friends and your interests and all that. Down arrow.
Event 0. E.
Now, a number next to the following menu item means 0 or more requests, basically. So, in this case, I've got 0 events.
Friend requests 0. R.
Sorry, 0 friend requests, and these will be new, by the way. So if there's no events, then it means that there's no new events, and if there's no friend requests, then there's no new friend requests.
Messages 0, M.
Messages, again, no new messages.
Notifications 0, N.
No new notifications.
Timeline, T.
Timeline, you can come in here and view your own timeline, and in this version, you can also press Control T.
Groups, G.
Groups, that will allow you to manage the groups that you are on. You cannot...
Chat Gary Price. Message. Edit multi-line Alt M. Blank.
Oh, what's he said here? Hang on.
Hit blank. Do that, Gary Price. Do that podcast. Sorry to interrupt. Gary Price. Archers. So they obviously removed that sub-menu then. We'll leave you to do that podcast. Sorry to interrupt.
I thought you will be lol.
You will be lol. No worries. Wanted to show my listeners how we can chat back and forth. Anyway, speak soon, me. You will be lol. No worries. Wanted to show my listeners how we can chat back and forth anyway. Speak soon.
Right. I will press escape to leave this chat.
Social.
And we'll go back into the view menu.
Find me. Event. Friend. Message. Notif. Time. Groups. G.
Like I was saying, you cannot create your own groups in Socialize for security reasons. This will have to be done on the web. In this version, Control G will also open the groups for you. View the groups that you're on.
Likes. L.
Likes on Facebook, in this case, will be pages such as musicians, bands, companies like GW Micro, things like that. So pages, basically. And again, in this release, Control L will open the likes view as well.
Hide offline friends H.
Hide offline friends. That was a recent feature, and it does what it says. It hides friends who are offline. But I personally like to see all my friends, even if they're offline, because, like I said, with Facebook, you can either send a chat or a message, depending on whether the friend is offline.
Find.
And then back to the find command. And by the way, Control F will open find as well.
Options. O.
Sorry, let's do that again.
File. View. Tools. Alt T.
Tools is the next one. Alt T.
Options. O.
Options. O. Now, I just want to show you one more thing that you should also configure to enable Facebook chat.
Options. General list. General. General.
That's not what I want. I want chat.
Messages. Notifications. Sounds. Chat.
And I'm just using my down arrow too because it's a standard list. So chat is what I want, so tab.
Credentials grouping. Username. Edit read only alt U. Selected Christopher Hallsworth 1.
That is my particular username on Facebook. Feel free to visit my page on www.facebook.com/Christopher.Hallsworth1. And the username is actually generated for you by Facebook. You don't need to do anything with that. And Socialize gathers that information when you log in to Facebook via Socialize. So that's my particular username anyway. And the get field is what you want to fill in.
Password. Edit protected alt P. Selected.
So obviously you can't hear my password. But you would enter your Facebook password, the same one you use to log into Facebook via Socialize. Because without this password, you won't be able to use the chat features. So you will need to re-enter your password in here and exit Socialize and then start it again. And it should say, chat connected. That is what you heard earlier. It said, at my end, chat connected, because I've set up chat already in the first go round of Socialize. So that is how you would set up chat.
History chat Gary Price. His blank and chef Gary Price. Hey cool. Well, guess what? That option isn't there. You sure that you can share folders? Lol. All I've got is open things about playing in Speakon and Winamp and stuff like that. Anyway, we'll leave you to it. But damn it. Me. Lol. Me. Lol.
Anyway.
Option. Save chat histories checkbox focus not.
That's what I was trying to show you before I got the chat. Save chat history. That is unchecked by default, and I suggest you leave that unchecked. I think there's might be a bug or two there. I'm not sure. I don't really use chat history myself. You can always view your messages on the Facebook site anyway, so I suppose history is nice if you need to record a history of a chat for, important reasons. But anyway, Are you upset? Tab again.
Open chat histories button auto.
That's it all. Open the chat histories.
Include timestamps checkbox not checked alt
I should think that's personal preference, but that is unchecked by default, and it will basically include a timestamp in your chat, so you'll know what time the message was sent and received.
Reset settings button alt R.
Now, all of the options pages have a reset settings button, and it does what it said, it'll reset socialize back to the factory defaults. I've not tried it myself, and I don't really need to unless my socialize is playing up, so. I'm not going to touch that right now.
Save button alt S.
And again, all options pages have a save button. So that you would click to save your changes for the particular options. Well, I say page, think of it as a category. So, because they're not tabs, they're lists. Tab again.
Close button.
And of course, all options, you know, pages will have a close button. So I'll do this.
Press social.
Because I didn't want to change anything, I just wanted to show you how to set up chat in Socialize. The other options, I suggest you read the included documentation. It's very good, and in this update you can access it with F1. To show you what I mean, I'm just going to open this right now.
Socialize alert, you are logged into web.
Yeah, I've got WebVision enabled, and that's why you heard that alert.
Socialize user manual.
But basically, I'm in the Socialize user manual, and you don't need an internet connection to view this. It's a standard HTML document with appropriate headings for each section of the manual. It's very good, and I recommend you read it. So I'll close this for now with Control W.
Socialize.
That's how I always close Firefox, unless I've got multiple tabs open. But anyway, the next thing I'll do is go to the Help menu with Alt-H.
Documentation D.
And I'll just take you into there.
Activate unavailable C.
Activate will be unavailable if you are here and socialize as it's heard in this podcast. If you get a message about, you know, activating socialize, then of course it won't be activated. So that's why the item is unavailable and should be, for the right, you know, for the right reasons.
Deactivate.
You will come in here and return activation to GW Micro, so you can authorize it on another machine. Or if you need to reinstall Windows, you can deactivate or return the authorization and then reactivate on the same machine.
Rena Reeve Jones posted, anyone know how do I find out my mathematics and English exam results? Gizmodo posted, you.
So we just had a few more status updates, and I just thought I'd prove that a screen reader like NVDA will read them automatically. Now, in the options, there is a speech setting, there is a speech category, and you can come in here and turn off these announcements. Sorry, go in there and turn off these announcements. Anyway, back to the Help menu and deactivate. So, yeah, if you want to reinstall Windows or authorize socialize on another machine without losing an authorization, you would come in here, deactivate socialize on your current machine, and either reinstall Windows and authorize on the same machine, or authorize on your new machine, or on a second machine, whatever. Again, you can have up to 5 authorizations per serial number, so it's quite flexible. So I will go down to the next menu item.
Check for updates H.
Check for updates, so if you want to check manually, you can do so. However, it does check in the background and will download and install when appropriate.
About.
About, I will actually just come in here and show you what the About interface is like.
Status. List. Now that About socialize. Close button.
Now, we're focused on the close button.
Close. Edit multi-line read.
So, here is an edit multi-line with
socialize 100153.
So, the current version is the first line.
SC.
That's my serial number. Of course, I will interrupt the speech there, but basically it'll begin with Essie.
For activations
and it'll tell you how many activations are remaining, which in my case is 4.
Valid through the 10th of...
And the valid through is the last line, and it will tell you when the activation is valid till, and therefore you have to renew your subscription, which you can do by simply following the form at the catalogue socialise page I've showed you previously.
Copy.
And the next line is the copyright information. Sorry, I thought the valid through was the last line.
Copy.
And the last line is actually the copyright information, so
close.
Tap to the close button.
Socialise logged in.
And I think for now that will do. So I hope you found this introduction to Socialise to be of some use. In the next episode I will show you the new post dialog box, filters and anything else that I'll show you the how to insert the find feature as well, and viewing likes and all that. So I will now quit Socialise with Alt FX in my case.
New N untype.
Or it could be Alt F4 if you have the minimize on close unchecked. And now back in my recording program. So again, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. And bye for now.